All right, we have a real Fostem hero standing in for Louis, Pierre Emmanuel again. We have two more heroes at the back who have also obviously fixed the audio. So thank you very much as well. So let's take it away, please.
Yeah. Well, hello again. I'm still not Louis Rivel, and I'm still not the original speaker. This talk will be even worse than the first one. So let's talk about hardware pointer and the Cherry architecture. Before we get started, cover what we will be talking about. So we'll be talking about memory safety capabilities, the Cherry design, digital security by design, as well as CyberRife Connect project. We'll then talk about the motivation behind Cherry and Rust, as well as the implementation and the different challenges and problems we found during this work. So, memory safety. Accessing memory pointer, what could go wrong? I mean, you probably already know the answer if you're doing some Rust, but is Rust even safe about this? So the problem with Rust is once you tag a code with unsafe or something, you're in an unsafe context, the hardware will not back you up. It will simply let you access to the hardware. If you're lucky, you have a kernel which will give you a page fault, but that's all. So the hardware will not protect you against user free, out of bound, that has caused everything. But you may already know Rust, and it helps us. I mean, safe Rust is cool. There might still be something that could go wrong. So what are capabilities? Capabilities are some kind of metadata that we embed at the assembly level with pointers. This means every pointer will have a big field of metadata with whether it could be written, read, or even just used. And how could it be used? And the second part of the pointer will be the address itself. So we can encode in this metadata bound permission, invalidation states, all those kind of things. And this helps us, and this helps the this helps us catch code that behaves badly, even when the compiler think it is valid. So let's talk about Cherry. So Cherry is a project from the Cambridge University. Cherry isn't an architecture in itself. Cherry is more a specification. It's a set of specifications for an hardware extension. It allows the creation of a capability-based system, and the specification cover all capabilities required in order to make code safer. So I was talking about those metadata. So here you can see in the slide the encoding of metadata on the Cherry specification. You've got the permission, the type, as well as the bound of the address in order to check any out of bound or array indexing or thing like this. And you've got the 64-bit address behind it. PureCap and hybrid mode. Cherry provides two modes. pure cap basically is every pointer has metadata. Every pointer is 128 bits. And the hybrid mode is here to in order to ensure compatibility with older, capability less systems. Okay. Okay. So here you've got an example for an instruction with capabilities. It takes an address and it raises an exception if permissions are not correct or something is wrong. For example, let's say on the previous slide. Okay. We've got a bound set here. This means we can use a pointer for an array and set a bound, and if we are trying to access this array out of bound, the machine will trap and give us an exception. Digital security by design, what is it? So it's a United Kingdom government initiative that want to expand the use of Cherry out of academia to the industry. They fund multiple work to demonstrate the application of Cherry and make it work in the real world in the industry. Initially, it revolved only around Morello. You may not know Morello, so Morello is an extension from for ARM system, ARM, and yeah. Recently, they focused more on over architecture, such as RISC-V, for example. CyberHive Connect. CyberHive Connect is a security critical application within REST, and it wants to implement end-to-end encryption of a mesh network. Here you've got an example. This application is a secure. It's a security critical application, and it is with mesh network and end-to-end encryption. So this means obviously there should not be vulnerabilities. Okay. So why Cherry and Rust? So Rust already provide the different restriction. Some restriction cannot be provided by Rust. For example, there are runtime enforcements that are provided by Rust, but that slows down the flow. You may have seen out-of-bound checks on your arrays when you index an array. You may have seen that kind of thing. And this kind of code is slow. But if you replace this kind of code with Cherry-based extension instruction, it can now be faster. And an instruction to access an array out-of-bound will simply trap. You don't have to handle it yourself. You just have to handle the trap. So when you need to connect an application with Rust code, for example, with FFI, foreign function interface, you may be safer because the Cherry extension will be here to back you up and provide you correct pointers, and you are sure that the pointer you'll be using in Rust won't come from nowhere, or aren't null pointer or whatever. So yeah, unsafe can become in some way safer. Here's an example. We've got an array, we convert it to pointer, we make a string, and we try to read some line and pass a number. And then at the end, we try to add the indexed root pointer. And as you may have seen, we are using safecode. And the Rust compiler, okay, fine. The Rust compiler won't catch any of this because we told him to do so. We told it to do so. So here, Cherry might help us, and Cherry will provide an exception on the on this when we go out of bounds in the array. Lewis provided two new targets for the Rust compiler, Morello unknown purecap and Morello unknown FreeBSD purecap. As you may have seen, both are pure capabilities. This means those are not compatible with AI hybrid mode. This means those implementations are not compatible with standard pointer, as we may say it. All pointers should have capabilities enabled. More work is coming in RISC-V, and all those files are available in the repository right here. There was different implementation challenges. We should provide a new pointer type with capabilities. There is something that made that created debate a few months/years ago. It's the size type. You size in Rust. What should it represent? Should it represent? Should it cover the entire addressable space? Should it be able to contain a wall pointer? That kind of thing. So we chose to represent only the address part of the pointer with a new size. Layout and address space differs for pointer on capabilities. More on that later. And we had to generate some Cherry specific intrinsic for LLVMI. As I said, U size is not uint pointer T. Okay. That should have been a demo, but I haven't one, so, well, enjoy the screenshots. okay, so here we get a segmentation fault when we make a out-of-bound access in our array, even if we don't hit an unmapped page, for example. So that's cool. I'll skip the slide. Sorry. Okay, future work. Future work. So what will Lewis concentrate on in the future? It will add more Cherry targets, hopefully more possibly some hybrid mode for the targets. We want the Rust test suite to pass. For now, we have only 50% of the tests in Rust-C that pass. Hence, and refactor the code, document the code, and rebase on a newer version of Rust, because right now it's on Rust 1.67. So, yeah. And Lewis would like to begin upstreaming his work. Well, thank you. And I'm sorry again for this whole talk. If you've got questions, I may be able to answer those sums, but to be fair, probably not.
What other targets are you looking for then? Are there other targets besides Morello which actually implement Cherry today?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Are there actually targets which implement Cherry today besides the ARM Morello thing that you showed?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, RISC talked about RISC-V, some RISC-V extension. But yeah, Jeremy behind him, I might be able to answer.
So thank you. I'm one of Pierre Emmanuel's colleagues. There are a number of RISC-V implementations out there. CODASIP demonstrated one at the RISC-V summit, and Microsoft, and I believe Low Risk also have ones as well. So RISC-V is actually running ahead of ARM, if anything. Right?
But is the RISC-V implementation so far virtualized, or are there any boards which support Cherry?
I'm sorry.
Like regarding RISC-V implementation, are there so far any boards which support Cherry, like RISC-V Cherry, or is it mostly virtualized QM environment?
I suspect these have only ever been made by the development teams as demonstrators on FPGAs, but CODASIP certainly intend to be able to ship stuff to their customers, so I would think before too long there'll be hardware available.
Do you have a slide about GDB? Do you have GDB support for if someone prints one of these pointers?
If we take a look at, in fact, if we take a look at Lewis work, the capabilities are stored in address space 200. If it makes sense. there is some kind of support, but I believe it's more axe than real thing. But not sure. As I said, really, I don't know much.
So just to follow up, so I believe there is a reasonable support for GDB and Cherry on Cherry BSD, and it displays all the things you need within the GDB.
Any more questions? If not, then let's thank our speaker again.